Hello and welcome to The Sound of Running. Today I'm going to talk about the fact that sometimes ignorance can be a really good thing when it comes to running. I sometimes wonder when I look back at my running and my first marathon whether ignorance was definitely bliss. A year ago I was preparing for my first marathon in Rio. I had no idea how hard it was going to be, and so I had no idea what pace to run at. In my training, I really didn't know if I was training hard or not, whether I was going fast or slow. I just ran at my own pace. I knew I was putting in the miles, as I found a beginner's marathon training schedule, and it told me how many miles I had to run in order to complete the 26.2 miles for a marathon, but it was completely agnostic about speed. In Rio, as I actually lined up for the marathon, I started talking to a runner next to me, and he asked me what time I was aiming for. I looked at him rather embarrassedly and told him I had no idea. I felt as if I was admitting that I didn't really know what I was doing and almost had no place being there. He looked at me rather bemused. Anyway, not only did I not know my potential, I had no idea what a good time for a marathon was, whether that was 3 hours, 2 hours, 4 hours. Seriously, I had no idea. And so when it came to the race, I just ran. In the end, I completed the Rio Marathon in, I think, 3 hours 18. And I've subsequently found out that's pretty good for a first-time marathon runner, and especially someone the wrong side of 40. But I think I was able to achieve this because I was ignorant. It was precisely because I didn't know what a fast time was. In the last 2 miles, my body was aching. I had no idea if I was going to make a good time or not. I just had to push my body as hard as it could go. Since my first marathon, I have run 3 more marathons, and I've now consciously been aiming to run the marathon in under 3 hours 10 minutes. I've come close. I've run 3 hours 11, but never under my goal. I think the 3 hours 10 minute goal might be a mental block. If I'd known, for example, back when I was running Rio, that 3 hours 20 minutes was a good marathon time, I don't know if I'd been able to actually run it at the speed I did at my first attempt. People sometimes called this the Bannister effect. Before the 6th of May 1954, it was thought impossible to run a mile under 4 minutes, but Roger Bannister beat the 4-minute mile by 6/10 of a second. He defied people's perceptions of the impossible. In many ways, the 4-minute mile was less a physical barrier and more a psychological one. The following year, after Roger Bannister broke the psychological barrier, 37 more runners broke the 4-minute mile, and in the 12 months after that, another 300 did it. Today, even schoolboys have run the 4-minute barrier, have broken the 4-minute barrier. So it's not just about the physical, it's about the mental. Running blogs and trainers often say you should sometimes leave your watch at home when training, and even racing. Our mental awareness, our perception of what we think is good, great, or even impossible, shapes our physical abilities. Roger Bannister reshaped the mental perceptions of at least 37 runners the year after his historic race, which transformed their physical reality. They beat the 4-minute mark. I am beginning to obsess over the 3-hour 10-minute mark. I just hope it does not become my Bannister effect. I think I should return to the way I was before the Rio Marathon. And I now realize that ignorance might be bliss, and the best strategy to be the best marathon runner I can become.